proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
This week, Michael Bornstein, who endured the Nazi death camp of Auschwitz as just a four-year-old boy, made his way back to Iowa along with his daughter, Debbie Hallenstadt, to speak to several groups of adults and children. Michael Bornstein has an Iowa connection, as you'll hear about in just a few moments. We started our conversation talking about hate, the hate he saw then as just a child, and the hate so common today in America, and what he thinks about that.
Yes, there's a lot of anti-Semitism going on. In fact, we're going to be talking to the Anti-Defamation League next week about anti-Semitism. And, you know, we have crimes in synagogues in Pennsylvania and California and even in Iowa. So it's scary.
It is scary. You are a survivor, a very young survivor. As a matter of fact, your photograph of at your liberation, I think it was from the Red Army, has been all over, everywhere. People would recognize that. Did you ever expect in your wildest imagination that you would see neo-Nazis marching in the street in this country?
It's unbelievable, whether it's KKK, neo-Nazi, hate against Muslims, hate against black people, hate against LGBT community. It's scary.
Debbie, you're in the media world yourself. You helped your father write this, and I was watching your presentation, and one of the things I commented to you about while you were signing my book, thank you very much, was the fact that you bring the emotion, I think, to this presentation. Would that be accurate?
Well, I think for a very long time, my dad's survival mechanism, and even still today, is to just stay positive and to focus on the positive aspects of every piece of his life. And so it's hard for him to go back and sort of dig into that the painful parts. And he deflects with just humor, and that's I get it, and I'm proud of him for it. That's survival. That's what survival looks like. But sort of what I'm here to do is sort of facilitate in telling the story so that people get all of the details of the story, the harder parts to tell that are harder for my dad to speak in words. I do that for him so that, he spends more time, as you noticed, focusing on the more positive parts of his life. And that's how he stayed so happy,
What was the genesis for this book? Where did this come from? How did you decide to co-author this with your father?
So I've wanted my dad to tell his story for as long as I can remember.
He talk about this as a child?
No. Not when I was a child, for sure. And I remember thinking when I was, a teenager, one day I'm going to sit down and my dad and I are going to write this story. And, he just didn't want to do it. And so I sort of gave up on the idea. I sort of abandoned it. And then my dad and I were doing some research. We were discussing it again, and we were looking on a website. We Googled children, liberation, and Auschwitz, and it took us to a Holocaust denier's website that was using my dad's picture and some video of him from the liberation of Auschwitz, and it captioned it, these look like pretty healthy children for a, quote, death camp. Or it said, one video was captioned, this shows the lie that Jews have been telling that children were killed on arrival at Auschwitz. And they have, they were manipulating my dad's own images to imply the Holocaust wasn't so bad. And so that was really probably the biggest catalyst, the real fuel that reminded us both this was a project we couldn't let, go by the wayside.
Tell me, your connection with Iowa was the pharmacy school, yes?
That's correct. I started in Iowa in graduate school going for a PhD, and I worked in pharmacy. I have a degree in pharmaceutics, analytical chemistry, and Iowa's been terrific to me. I just want to make one correction. Debola is the author of this book. She really wrote the book. So I just want to be sure you understand what it is.
And I appreciate the Yiddish form of Deborah at the same time. That's pretty neat. What do you want people to take away from your story, Mike?
Well, I think it's important that people understand to be kind to others, to be considerate to others, and get rid of this hate that's going on around the country. We need to be sympathetic. And not every neo-Nazi is good. I just have trouble with that.
Deborah, you made mention during, I think, what was the most poignant part of the presentation, where you had the photograph of your extended family there, and there's a bunch of people.
Yeah.
12 grandkids.
Four
and, you know,
kids,
yeah,
and all,
yeah, exactly. So that was a large family photo. And then you said what?
You can look at that photo and you say, you know, from one survivor, there's 22 in our family. There's all this happiness, and 6 million people were killed. 6 million people that should have had what my dad has, you know, and I think all the time about what would have been today if those 6 million had not died. My father helped develop life-changing, you know, pharmaceuticals, drugs, and he's built this beautiful, wonderful family. You know, each of these survivors, each of these victims should have had the chance to have that life.
I would be remiss. I just happen to remember, Deborah, that this is also a teaching tool, isn't it, for educators?
It is. Survivors Club is being used in schools, in middle schools and high schools around the country, and I cannot tell you how incredible the feedback has been from students and from teachers who say not only are students learning empathy and tolerance and kindness from Survivors Club, but they're also learning optimism. You know, my dad's story is one of tragedy, but it's also one of survival, and this guy who grew up, you know, was a 4-year-old boy with a prisoner uniform on, now has an apartment in New York City and a home in New Jersey and 12 grandkids and, you know, lives this happy, wonderful life. And his story, I think, is inspirational as much as it is educational.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The book is called Survivors Club, the true story of a very young prisoner of Auschwitz. We'll have links to their website on our radio blog.